quite accidentally, actually. I was just looking for a local slam because I'd seen it on the net and I wanted to try it out. So I went to a regional heat in Newcastle, which is where I grew up. And I was very nervous and I was just like, oh no, I hope I don't come last. And then I got through to state, and then at state I got to a tiebreaker and got through to nationals. And then I was at the Opera House and I just happened to get into the top five and win it. It was really, really very fast, actually. Well, I study literature and I love poetry, especially modern American. And I'd always been watching a lot of it on the net, a lot of the slam poems. I just didn't realise there was so much of it in Australia. Well, Chicago was in mid-80s when it happened. It came over here. It mainly, like, it existed here beforehand, but in slam format, it kind of came with Miles Merrill, who opened Word Travels. So to a degree, he brought the slam format, which, as you said, is almost... Oh, it's... The Nationals are probably a bit over a decade now, I think. Maybe two, yeah. Yeah, well, but I wasn't aware of the Australian Nationals before that. I wasn't aware of any slams. In fact, the reason I found the Nationals was because I was just looking for a local one that I could, or an open mic night, and it was the first thing that came up on Google. Yeah, so it was a bit of a surprise to know that there was a nationwide competition. But yeah, there's lots of these little slams that have kind of gone unnoticed for so long. Like in Newcastle, my friends started one in a tram carriage in the back of one of their houses. And that eventually became the Newcastle Slam Heat and the local night. They have a few little open mic ones there. If I was doing it for money, I'd probably be into more of the copywriting. But this opens up a door to meet writers and write more and perform in literary festivals like what I'm doing in Byron. Like Omar Musa, who was a past champion, he just published his book, Here Come the Dogs. Luke has published his book. I published a book recently as well called Cranes Falling in Unison. Luca's book was The Future Ancients, so it basically opens up a door, performance poetry, to publish as well. But you kind of, it's strange because you only get your works, your printed works known really through the performance, because people can engage more. It's like marketing is just as much of the writing industry as anything, really, and that includes the writers themselves. It's an odd kind of celebrity. Actually, when we've gone into schools, and some schools I've been to where kids have been studying, more recently it was the Iliad and things like that, and a lot of the students just don't connect with that kind of, almost to them, this archaic written text that is inaccessible. But I'll see those same children get up and do what they think is like a rap battle or a freestyle, and they're just incredible. They're the strongest among them, and it's clear that I think the school system maybe could open up a bit of a wider reading of poetry, in that performance can be part of it, because a lot of these kids are fantastic at it. They're just not having the opportunity to show that on the current curricular platform. It's so ubiquitous in the States especially, and the UK, actually everywhere, the Africa. It's just started up. Where I was just speaking to a Zimbabwean slam writer, and there's all these different places that it's going everywhere, and it's just almost this social movement because there's so much politics added to it, and there's so much charisma that you need to interject. It kind of is this kind of verbose, sometimes violent act that is slam poetry. I had this thing where I said, when you step up to slam, you need to let this other monster kind of inhabit you. And we do this thing in slam where we click when we like something in the audience. And I said, that's just a couple of sounds of the breaking bones when the monster gets in. Because you need to, you know, you need to almost become someone else to speak about yourself sometimes. It's just as much drama as it is poetry. He thundered wolves through the Imperium where oblivion runs. He summoned gravity to the Elysium with iridial lungs screaming, I'll see you in hell when infinity comes and the stars won't dwell. When infinity comes and the nebula bled ellipses, eclipsing the sun, sung by the honoric onyx mnemonic. These are the words that he spoke through the barrel of a gun. This is the hurricane made of flames that he conjured in his lungs. He resurrected phantoms out of Rorschach pages and ignited motion through the thrum. His thoughts tore down those asylum walls. Joshua's cerebral dragon's jaws fashioned daylight out of nightmares when he engulfed the sun.